Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
That's right, you tuned in to Adventist World Radio here on our SID Media platform. Right now on the line, I am joined by Pastor Mongwe. Thank you so much for joining us. How are you doing this lovely afternoon?
I am good, very good. How are you?
I am great, sir. It's been a long time since we have spoken. It is lovely to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So essentially, I was telling our listeners that we are going to be looking at thankfulness in the face of adversity. And essentially, I was just giving them a prelude to our conversation and just talking about how gratitude itself is not something that is just a magical phenomenon that we just adapt into our lives and just fixes everything. But essentially, we're trying to look at how we can be having the sense of gratitude in circumstances that are less than ideal. And I think where we'll start off this conversation is by starting straight from the top. What does the Bible teach us about gratitude?
Well, gratitude, we can start right there. What is gratitude? Gratitude, we could define it as an affective trait, a tendency to have, you know, a grateful disposition, as opposed to be grumpy and always finding things not to be happy about, complaining about this and the other thing. It can also be defined as a mood. In other words, where someone can more or less predict that I know I'll find this brother in a state of gratefulness, irrespective of his circumstances.
Right, right.
Someone may even say it's an emotion. In other words, this person recognizes that what I receive, I don't deserve it.
Right.
Now, the Bible defined simply go straight to that trait, you know. He says in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 12, verse 28, therefore, since we are receiving already, it's telling we don't deserve a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us be thankful. And so worship God acceptably with reverence and awe. So this person is God who has given us salvation. You take it, the kingdom. In other words, we are in the kingdom. Right. Now let me just get quickly there and say, when I go to my local king back home in Tzaneen, when I greet him, I need to bow and even squat and wave and say Ndabezitha. In other words, I'm saying I recognize his rulership over me, that he protects me from my enemies. You know, Ndabezitha, whether it be hunger or human beings or animals that may ravage the land, you know, Ndabezitha. So right. I come with gratefulness and recognition. That's what Paul is telling us in the book of Hebrews.
And just to follow up on that then, you know, looking at the circumstances of how you say you would even go and squat and, you know, you go down, is it a matter of just having good manners and saying, yes, you know, please, or thank you, rather? Or is it more of there being a deeper spiritual significance in being thankful towards God?
In fact, the trait gratitude is intertwined with our salvation. Let me say in this sense that we recognize him, that were it not of the Savior, we wouldn't be saved.
Right.
So it's part of worship. It's recognizing, it's not courtesy. You know, we will teach our children, say thank you.
Right.
and papata, you know. It doesn't come from them. We are instilling it, but at their level, they may not even appreciate what they are receiving. But
right.
when we are Christians and when we remember the cross, then we understand that we don't even deserve to be called Christians, children of God. Let us come before him with thankfulness and extol him with music and song. The psalmist would say, for the Lord is the great God, the great King above all gods. So, yes, it's a sense of awe and gratitude.
Right, right. And I think that, you know, that also then flows into what I wanted to ask next, which was, you know, you said when you tell a child to say thank you and they don't necessarily know what they're being thankful for. What are some of those common things that we often take for granted that we should be more thankful for on a daily basis?
That's right. What if God, beyond salvation, you mentioned daily things.
Yeah.
What if God withdraws his oxygen for just a minute?
Right.
What would happen to us, you know?
Right. We would all collapse.
And yet we take it for granted.
True. And just even like the fact that, like, you know, one of the facts that I'm going to be getting into later on to our show is just, you know, as you say, oxygen, we have water, we have the access to electricity, even if it's not consistent due to load shedding or whatever the case is. We have all these minuscule things that are a part of our everyday lives. But if we just remove it for a second, we start to feel what it is to live without it. I mean, we see how many people are complaining about load shedding, something as simple as just power. But now if oxygen was cut off, how would we be living? I think that is something that is very interesting to constantly think of. Let's continue with this conversation. What does an attitude of gratitude do for me as a Christian?
Okay. You know, the attitude of gratitude is one of God's given practice or gifts that help us to heal. First of all, maybe during the week we'll get into that.
Right.
But it gives us good health. It's actually preventative. It's a preventative medicine against diseases. And you mentioned the fact that even when we're going through the crucibles,
right,
the attitude of, let's call it cancer for now. Do you know that people who are grateful can live longer when they have cancer?
Hectic.
That it heals us, it builds us. It's just that we don't recognize these gifts, and we are creatures that like to complain even against God himself. Why do you let me through this? Instead of saying, Lord, I can trust you. I know you are walking with me through the valleys. I know I'm in the valley now, but I know that you are with me.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, Pastor Mongwe, I think that is very interesting. I've never actually thought about it in that way, but I think that a lot of, like, people, even outside of the church, if you're starting to look at how people start to talk about, if you put it into the existence, if you're talking about positive things, you will live longer. But that, essentially, that's what you're referring to. If you live a grateful life, you essentially build in that positivity into your daily being, and it takes you further than just where you would have ultimately been, you know. I think that despite, you know, it encouraging your health or, you know, progressing it for longer, what are some of the things that I could miss out on should I choose to be ungrateful or say now even feel entitled to my blessings?
Well, if we go back to the beginning, is when we are not thankful to God, we may not even worship Him.
Right.
We may not even give. There's a sense of entitlement in when we fail to be grateful.
Right.
You know, the way we become grateful to our parents. Although things have shifted quite a lot. You want to be grateful for your parents, for what they have done, but now the human rights, our children will tell us that, well, I didn't ask to come here into this world, so give me my pocket money daily, and I need not less than 100 rand per day. And I don't have the money, then why did you bring me into this world?
Right.
And we as adults, we do the same thing to our God. And all that we miss, we may even miss salvation when we do not appreciate the grace of Jesus on the cross. So that would be the saddest thing, of course, that we tend to just come and enjoy music at church. We forget the awe and the reverence that we should give to God and say, Bayete, and that is it. You know, so it works against us. It really deprives us. Did you know that? Yeah, I think we have covered this one, and I think we'll elaborate on that during the week. That it's like getting this gift, and you get a bonus from the gift when you accept it gratefully. In that it benefits you, if I may say it for a moment. It benefits you more than what, how do I do it? More than what the giver intended from the beginning. I don't know if it makes sense.
No, it does. It does. I think it even makes it expands on the gift. It makes it even bigger because it's now not like let's say oxygen. It's not just oxygen, it's the gift of life now. It's like bigger, you know, it just gives it more depth.
Yes. And there are so many bonuses I'm trying to withhold from sharing because I suspect that during the week we will delve more into that.
I thank you so much, Pastor Mongwe, for just getting us started into this conversation of, you know, thankfulness during the face of adversity. I think that there is going to be a lot of questions. And just to our listeners, remember, you can send through those questions to 073-470-3520 so that when we continue this conversation with Pastor Mongwe throughout the week, that you'll be able to be part of our, you know, our conversation in the long run. This is just the beginning. We're just getting started, but we've already learned so much. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us on the line, and we look forward to continuing this conversation throughout the week.
Be blessed and be grateful.
Thank you so much. We will. And be blessed yourself, Pastor. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
That was Pastor Mongwe on the line joining us to discuss this topic of thankfulness in the face of adversity. If you have any questions, remember you send them through to 073-470-3520. This conversation will be continuing with Zama Malote throughout the week. They will be discussing this you know, phenomenon of gratitude. And so far we've learned how it even, you know, contributes to your health. It contributes to making the gift that you're given even larger, even bigger. And I think there's so much more that we can still learn about a gratitude. Something that seems so mundane, so small, can actually be a bigger impact in our life throughout.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.